So this story is about recreational orthopedics. Has anyone heard of that? I can't see your hands. In 2009, I had just separated from my soon-to-be ex-husband. My dog had died. I moved out of our Larville house into a one-bedroom, third-floor walk-up in Tuscany, Canterbury. And with my newfound singledom, I went to visit my brother in New York. And while I was still holding the suitcase in the stairwell, I tripped and broke my leg in 25 places. And I didn't even fall. I was still standing up. So big accomplishment. And this story is about sex, so don't worry. So the break was bad enough that they had to do surgery in New York where I was visiting. And I stayed in the hospital for a week because the swelling on my leg had to go down before they can do surgery. And it turns out that the most medically appropriate for getting the swelling to go down on your leg is a garbage bag full of ice. So they did the surgery, and they put in a titanium rod and titanium screws. And so when you have that much hardware in your leg, you don't actually need a cast. But to get me home without my leg bumping into anything, they put a cast on my leg because I had to drive home. I had to be driven home. Anyway, so I come back to Baltimore, and my first order of business was find an orthopedic surgeon to follow up with, to follow my healing and track my PT, and get this cast removed because I didn't need it, and I needed to get one of those boot things put on. So I find a great orthopedic surgeon. He's a Ravens doctor, doctor for the Ravens. That sounded weird. And he was a great, funny guy, and I went to see him, and we hit it off right away, and he removed the cast, and it was gnarly looking, and I took pictures before he took the cast off, and I took pictures of my disgusting, ugly leg when he took the cast off. And this was before I was on Facebook, so I posted all my photos to Flickr. Surely somebody would want to see that. And someone did want to see that. Yes, they do. That's right. So while I was in my confinement in my third-floor walk-up bedroom, it was very hard to get in and out of without the help of lovely friends, I did things like looked up how to cope with my broken leg online. And it turns out that there's all sorts of communities, like mybrokenleg.com. So it was actually legitimately helpful. And I would go and look at my Flickr photos. Who has looked at my photos? Who has looked at my photos? Who has looked at my photos? And the photos of my disgusting post-surgery leg, which was like this wide and black and blue and had multiple holes all in it, maybe 2, 3, 4 hits, curious friends. The photos of my casted leg had hundreds of hits, like 600 hits in 2 days. I don't know that many people. I don't think there were that many people ever on Flickr. So I start telling my doctor about it because he's a fun guy, and I'm like, Dr. So-and-so, I need to tell you about recreational orthopedics. Surely you've heard about it. You've heard about this, right? And he's like, what is that, some sports orthopedics thing? Like, that's not what we call it. I said, I don't know either. I'm scared to look at the site. So I found it because on the Flickr hits, you can track through the links and figure out where the site is. So I went, that's how I found out it's recreational orthopedics. I followed a link, and I saw a site that said recortho.com. So I go to the site, and it says, to even look at anything on here, you have to sign up for an account. So I did. Because I want to know who was looking at my leg. And so the first thing I see is all of these discussion topics, and I don't know yet what recreational orthopedics is, and I see things, discussion topics like 2 broken legs and a broken wrist, full body cast in a wheelchair. And I'm like, these people are really fucked up. All I did was break my leg. And I open them, and people are telling stories like this. Last night, I put my wife in a full body cast and took her to the movies, man. like, that's the story? So I go into other ones, and it's like, yeah, I casted my own legs, and I went to the medical supply store, and I got a wheelchair. So, okay, recreational orthopedics is orthopedics for recreation. But this is the sex show. And so, of course, there's another, like, it's not just enjoyment at the movies on a Saturday night. So I did find the links to my broken leg, and it was in a bunch of threads that just had photos with no comments. Like, mine was in the Tib Fib gallery. So it was just photo after photo after photo after photo, and that's how everybody found my leg on Flickr. And so I told my doctor, recreational orthopedics, have you heard of this fetish? And he was like, are you telling me you have a cast fetish? No, but isn't it awesome to know that it exists? And he was so bewildered, but also amused. Like, you know, you don't mind that people are doing that with your photo in front of them? I'm like, more power to him. Anyway, so I saw him a lot over the course of the few months that I was healing, and at the end of my visit, his memory of the details of me as a patient would grow fuzzier and fuzzier because I saw him less often. And so the last couple of times I saw him, he would misremember and say things like, you're that cast fetish lady, you're that cast fetish lady. And the last time I saw him, I was walking down the hall, and the reason why I'm not saying his name is because it was probably maybe a little bit of a HIPAA violation, because he pointed at me in the hallway full of his colleagues, and he goes, that's the cast fetish lady I was telling you about.